Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Pushing the button.
Clicking it.
Oh, you fucking weirdo. You threw me off so much. That's going to be...
Me too!
No, you threw me off. I was like, why does that matter? Why are you going to worry about it?
I don't, because my brain went, pushing the what? And then yeah. And then that happened. Threw me all off. It's just a couple words. This shows where my brain's at.
I don't know
today.
Why he being Craig, I don't know why he joins on the second one now. Like, he did signal, like, they're the same text. I didn't do a single fucking thing different.
We do need to, hey Brad.
Oh, right.
What time is it?
I don't know, Nick. What time is it?
It
God damn
is
it.
9:46.
God,
honestly,
we're all off our game tonight. This is bullshit.
Well, it's been a hot minute since we recorded because
it has been
crazy stupid. Honestly, the reason I didn't remember that though is because I know that I can also just line up the click in it, but this actually probably would really, really tough with Brad doing his fucking stutter thoughts.
Sorry, Ken threw me off.
You know what? I'm still off from William's Ribbentail. So
Brad hasn't heard it.
I listened to a few seconds there. Or no, whatever. Did you?
Yeah,
is that what you posted?
That was
the 9-minute one.
No.
That's the season.
Oh, yeah. That, okay.
And that's the. I sent that for the musics. Until is basically episode content going live early is for everyone. Okay. Welcome to the free stuff where you get to hear me schedule things that you've already heard.
That is just a very small part of what we do in the pre-show.
Okay.
At least it's not whatever stupid-ass conversation we had last time.
So speaking of things in the pre-show, can we talk about What If?
We're all done with it. I was caught up. So I was behind three episodes when the first Ultron episode aired. And Brad was like, did you watch today's? I was like, no, I'm minimum 3 weeks behind. He goes, oh, you should watch it. So I stopped doing whatever I was doing, which I think was playing a video game for the first time in forever.
I'm sorry.
And I went and watched fucking What If instead. I watched three episodes of What If before I had to go to bed for the evening or what the fuck. I used my whole evening to watch What If.
I'm sorry.
It was nice. I pre-ordered a pop figure right after that because they made a pop figure of Infinity Ultron. And I wanted that really bad. So I did that, and then when the next one aired, I watched it, like, the day after or some shit. Hashtag Guardians of the Multiverse. Yes, please.
Yes.
Yeah. I would 100% watch more of that.
It was so good. All of it was so good.
I think that the main problem that I had with What If is that any one of those things that they did, they could have turned into a full movie, and I would have been fine with that. Except for maybe the Thor being an only child, I didn't particularly.
It wasn't bad, but it wasn't. It was definitely the bottom of my list.
Yeah, I would have said that the because Okay, so this is something that I said to you, and you disagreed with me pretty heartily, was I didn't particularly care for the Doctor Strange one the first time that I watched it. And I got a deeper appreciation for it with the last episode.
Yeah.
Because it set up so much of what he would do for the ending.
The Doctor Strange one, like, it probably wasn't one of my favorites either. But man, that was deep. That was super deep. Oh man.
And now I want a dark Doctor Strange movie.
Yeah, it'd be okay. Well, I'd take a movie out of any of those.
I'm still wondering if dark Doctor Strange movie isn't Spider-Man / Multiverse of Madness.
No, maybe. Maybe we had a taste of that, which it
because
be pretty
the,
cool.
The, also did Brad send you the TikTok he sent me?
Oh, probably not.
No,
I think I did the Star Wars link.
Okay. Oh yeah. Them bashing through all the
and then somebody slowed it down and caught the fucking Star Wars universe. That's awesome. Fucking awesome.
Well, fucking Mickey has the Infinity Gauntlet of everything, you know, television.
Yeah,
movies,
but
so
slight crosstalk that doesn't make a ton of sense. So you said Mickey has the Infinity Gauntlet of blah, 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 blah. Okay, so Thanos had the Infinity Gauntlet, and Ultron went, interesting, and fucking bifurcated him. Right.
Listen, I've read complaints about that, and it didn't bother me because it was just so absolutely unexpected. And I like to think that because Wanda had such, you know, not that she had an easy time fighting Thanos, but she kicked the shit out of Thanos, and it was the Mind Stone that made her that way. So it stands to reason that the Mind Stone embedded in Vision would be able to, especially with the Mind of Ultron behind it,
right?
That, you know, he was capable of doing that the whole time. He just chose not to because he had moral safeguards against doing such a thing.
So
I had another point, but I forgot what it was.
What I was gonna say was. If you're going to say that Mickey holds the Infinity Gauntlet of Entertainment, I just want to say Nintendo is the Ultron to that Mickey Infinity Gauntlet wielder, because Nintendo just landed Sora from Kingdom Hearts in Smash Brothers. That's
nice.
The,
is that really?
The final fighter for Smash Brothers Ultimate is Sora, which means Nintendo toppled Disney for content. Yeah. And not toppled like beat them or anything, but Nintendo went into a game that's full of Disney properties, and Sora is not explicitly a Disney property, but I feel like Disney probably has the rights to Kingdom Hearts, I'm fucking sure, in some form because of the use of its properties. And yeah, Nintendo is getting Sora in Smash. So, kudos to you, Nintendo.
But I am very curious on what they plan to do with a second season.
Yeah.
Because I'm assuming that they're going to do one. They are going to do one because this season was supposed to be 10 episodes, but they were only able to get 9 done in time. And so they're taking that last episode and they're plugging it into season 2. But I'm just curious if they're going to like start to incorporate more of what's coming into a second season. But the other another comment that I had was that they done did Iron Man dirty.
Yeah, no kidding.
In What If, which I mean, I was on Cap's side in the whole thing
but
anyway.
You know. I mean, I don't disagree with you, but you have to think that Tony, the 10 minutes of Tony Stark, even like the 10 minutes of Robert Downey Jr. that we got before he was in a cave hooked up to a car battery, was a fucking tool. And the entirety yeah. of What If's Robert Downey Jr. Iron Man that was voiced by somebody else never got hooked up to the car battery. You know, like there was no proof that Tony Stark had a heart.
Well, in the last episode, they pulled the Gamora that was yep. partnered up with Tony. Not you.
Well, because that was still a Tony that was attached to guns. Like that man, I was that Killmonger one, the Killmonger episode, like threw me for such a loop because I was like, yeah, I'm behind them, like idolizing Killmonger, like making a hero out of it. Like this is totally chill. And then he was still a right. fucking dickbag. He was such a. And then with the final episode with the multiverse shit, to see how far it had got, like he turned Wakanda against us, like what the fuck, man, like how fucked are you? And then he even went and like yeah. kudos to that guy. However, because of that, I don't know that I want to see you in Black Panther 2.
Now you see, I liked
Michael B. Jordan.
I think that I well yeah I, and Killmonger in general in the movie was 100% incredible. It's probably, I mean, the best bad guy that they've made for any of their movies, period. Like he was the, like Brad makes the, you know, Thanos is the savior of the universe comments, but like Killmonger wasn't necessarily the bad yeah. guy. He just was at odds with who we see as the right. hero. Not because he's, you know, specifically bad. Like, fuck. The dude who, in the first Iron Man.
Obadiah?
Was Tony's partner. Obadiah Stane, yeah. He was a bad fucking dude. Like, because he was trying to kill Tony in the first yeah. place. Like, he was a bad dude. And I mean, yeah, the things that Killmonger did were reprehensible in many cases when he was getting to that point. But, you know, you look at it from that point of view. Like, you can make a justification that he's chaotic good.
Yeah.
That you can make a justification pretty easily that Killmonger was of good alignment. He just wasn't doing it in the lawful way. Like, you could definitely make a case for, you know, Black Panther being lawful good. It is just that lawful versus chaotic that they clashed over. It's just that, do the ends justify the means? Just because he lost doesn't mean that he wasn't right. That's my
yeah,
opinion.
No.
But where I was leading to with that, because I did have an end, I had an end goal with that conversation, was that I think that they misrepresented that factor of Killmonger in the What If episodes.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah.
I think that they made him into much more of a bad guy, rather than that moral gray area, but trying to do something right. I think that they missed that nuance
yeah.
in What If, which is fine because it, I mean, what they did served the plot. And it is what it is. And maybe that is truly, again, what would happen if that happened that way. But I think that the character was better represented within the Black Panther movie. But if he were to somehow be resurrected for Black Panther 2, I wouldn't complain. Because he was, Michael B. Jordan was fucking...
Yeah.
Well,
he's definitely.
He's apparently supposed to be in Black Panther 2. I don't know in what capacity.
Well, they have the whole, like...
Yeah, that spirit realm.
The whole cat, yeah, yeah, cat realm that they go to. That, I mean, he was yep. king, so he has earned a place there. So...
Brad, did you find that picture?
I'm working.
Oh, okay. I just didn't know if that's fine. Also, Ken, I have it set so William comes out at noon same day. Is that, do you think that's solid? Like, I have the episode airs at midnight, which I don't know how many people listen right when it comes out. Feel free to tell us.
But yeah, I mean, that gives 12 hours. If you haven't listened in 12 hours and you choose to listen to the Riven Tale first,
yeah,
that's your bad.
That's actually why I didn't do it with all the other ones, but with the stuff that I currently scheduled, with 96 that's scheduled, I set it up so that the warm-up drops at midnight, the episode proper drops at 12:02, and the Under the Trench Coat drops at 12:04. Because sometimes I think, for whatever reason, because they're all set to go at the same time, it just pushes them in whatever order it wants to. And the Under the Trench Coat 100% has spoilers in the description. So...
Yeah, but when I'm just, like, binge listening to something...
Yeah, and I mean, they wouldn't... They probably wouldn't be able to see any of that stuff in there. But I also... I think I'm going to start doing that forever now, even on Patreon, because then if somebody is, like, just burning through stuff, it doesn't play in some weird fucking order, because I know that would frustrate me. Apologies that I didn't do that until fucking 2 years down the road. But, I'm learning.
It's a learning experience. We're all
still
learning.
It's fine.
That's my episode summary for the season one recap. I go, Ken recaps the last 2 years. The last 95 episodes of Riven. And it only took him 9 minutes and 27 seconds.
Yeah, I know, and I was I had this thought when I was listening to it in the bedroom while we were getting Atticus ready to be shuffled off over there. I was actually surprised, because I was expecting when I wrote this that it would be like huge chunk of the time would be devoted to the Iron's Edge section, and then, you know, it'd be, I would go through the rest of what happened really fast. And I think that the kind of our saving grace with that was that the Iron's Edge episodes had a little bit more fluff to them,
mm-hmm,
versus everything that's kind of come after, is that things really started speeding up after you left Iron's,
mm-hmm,
Edge. And so episodes became much more dense. There was much more things that were happening per episode. Your interactions with people were much more central to the plot rather than being fluff conversations, which, you know, the fluff conversations are fun. And sometimes get a little silly. Like, our last episode was a lot of fluff. Trevor, you know, asking Lenara out on a date. You know, that's fluff.
Whoa. That was important. Thank you very much.
No.
That was important.
Trevor did not ask her out on a date. Trevor asked her to date him.
Asking to. They wanted to be Riven Book official.
Yes.
So.
Nick, is that the picture?
You feel dirty hearing that?
I threw it in the thing.
I do feel dirty hearing that.
Or is it one with a little more dragon face and a little less cracks?
No, that works fine. I wanted to put something in for the season one recap, but I didn't necessarily want to use just our logo.
Uh-huh.
And I thought maybe it was on Trello, and it's not. So that one will work fine. I mean, the dragon head wasn't super important. I kind of just wanted the Riven map. And so this will be perfect. Like, that subtle dragon head, I love it. I don't know if people will be able to see it. That's not why I want to put it there. Because I thought if you didn't have it for whatever reason, technically I could use Aetherport because that was the capital. I mean, that's where we are right now. That's where stuff's going down. Or I thought about using Iron's Edge for nostalgia. But ultimately, I think I was going to use the ley lines because that's like a big focal point of Riven. But I figured you probably had this somewhere. So
it was buried, but yeah.
All Y'all got me fucking spoiled, though. I've been reveling in coming home and just doing odds and ends things that need done, and now I'm gonna go to fucking Silent Bigsville tomorrow, and then I'm gonna come back to a week in the life of having two fucking episodes to burn through for the first time in almost a month. But hey, that's what it's here for. It'll be fine.
Well, I got you all warmed up with my mass drop of everything that you needed for getting season two. So.
See, and that's the thing. That's how I know that, like, even when I get upset at some of this stuff, like, that's how I know that I want to be doing the editing, even if I get cranky about it sometimes, because I was so excited to do some of the shit that I did, like when finding the music for the season one recap, and making them, even just the music behind the Patreon thing, like all that stuff just made me so excited to do, and it was so stupid and so simple, but I was fucking pumped. Speaking of which, since we've only done it the once and it's been a hot minute, don't forget to leave a break in the middle of the episode.
Yes, yes.
Okay, this is the map of Riven picture. There we go. And then that can go in here. Where the fuck did it go? That's New Ethos. There it is. Got my liquid cores today.
Yeah?
Yep.
Ooh.
That's pretty excited.
Which colors did you get again?
So I got the one Corbin has. I have the oil and whatever that one was called. And then I did get the like blue on blue, the like icy blue one. Which is 100% my favorite. Like, I love that color blue, and it looks really nice. And then I got Jen, I got her the one that's in purple. So it's like purple, and it's got some gold leaf in the resin, and then inside, I think, is more purpley water stuff. So. But it's her first set of dice, and she's like, "You really going for me?" I was like, "Yeah, I don't fucking need three more sets of dice." He says, having like three other dice Kickstarters that have yet to ship, but that's fine. One of which is a fuckload of just random mystery dice.
Yeah.
But they were cheap, because they're going to be like, I think they're going to be like all polys, but dude ran the thing. I think I got like 9 sets.
Damn.
It was when I wasn't working. I had a bunch of free money to splash around, and I wasn't doing anything. Now, I hate that person that did that. However, the money's gone, and the dice are still coming. So I can't hate him that much, because he might not have taken care of me financially, but I'll be damned if he didn't take care of my dice goblin side.
Yep. The important side.
Did you hear Ken's new Patreon thing? The only numbers we care about are when they're on dice.
Yep.
This is fucking great.
It's not wrong.
Yeah, I struggled with that. I'm like, I always do a three guys who, and I didn't, like, I kind of went back and forth on a few that just didn't feel right. And then I was like, I started off with, the three guys who only like math when it's on dice. And I'm like, that doesn't, numbers. So I'll just stick with numbers. Keep it simple. And so, yeah, the three guys who only like numbers when they're on dice.
I like it.
Or whatever the phrasing was.
Okay. I got everything uploaded and peppered to launch. The recap will go out on the 22nd. All of 96 bits and bobs are the 29th. William is the 29th at noon. Excuse me. Same thing on Patreon, except 96 and William come out that... Oh, no, that was right, you idiot. They come out that Monday. I went in and I fucked with the date because I thought I did it wrong, and I did not.
Whoops.
Well, I launched. I told myself I was looking at it, and I was like, no, the 25th is a Monday. That's not when you launch. No, I do. I put Patreon stuff, as long as I'm on top of my game, goes out on the Monday before. And I went and fucking moved it all to the Sunday before. Which wouldn't be that big a deal. But Monday just, I don't know, Monday speaks to me. Start your work week outright. Skip it and listen to Riven.
That's fair.
Cool. So that's good. Coming up on time shortly. Trying to think if there's anything else that anything glaring. Oh, I found out I might be a little later tomorrow. Not by much. It'll be negligible to you guys, but it'll matter to me. Because I thought that from my understanding 2 weeks ago, I thought that the guy who runs this whole shindig, he told me, he was like, yeah, no, I'm going to be at that gig with you. I'm going to be doing all the announcement. I'm going to be there with you the whole time. And I was like, cool. So I thought the whole time meant, you know, the whole time. He will be there to announce things, and then he's leaving. So I will tear down, I will tear down by myself. Which is whatever. Wonderful. I've done it before, but that's not what I'm mentally prepped for. Which is a little aggravating, but, you know. Potato, wonderful. Tomato.
All right. Well, my slack ass has finally finished writing my last time on. I got too into the what if conversation and
just to tack more onto the what if conversation. I am so happy that Captain Carter and Black Widow got happy endings.
Yeah. Well, I mean, as happy as the ending could be for Widow going.
I mean,
that
was still
that
pretty happy.
And comparatively to, you know, Zombie World, or no, she was from
Ultron world.
Comparatively, yeah, pretty solid. At least people are alive.
Yep.
But still, you know, an army of Lokis.
Yeah.
You know. But I want to see. I guess that. What excites me the most about What If is the possibilities of that continuation going into like a Loki season 2.
Yeah.
And it makes me wonder if what we will be seeing in future MCU releases is going to be part of the quote unquote sacred timeline, or if all of the multiversal shit will all be playing a factor in every movie. Like, or if we're only going to be observing one of the potential timelines. I'm curious how they're going to, because they set up this whole possibility of that anything could happen at any point, basically. And I wonder if the end goal ends up being to recreate the sacred timeline, which I think would be kind of funny.
I think what's going to wind up happening, because so Kang was rumored to be the new Thanos antagonist person, like on the MCU global
Thanos
scale
level. Yeah.
Which is cool or whatever, but I don't want it to be. I just hope they don't do it's just variants and like they beat him every movie, but it's just a different worse and worse version or whatever. That would be boring. I'm fine if they fight him like every movie, but I want it to be to put chips in Ken's corner. I want it to be an Ondine thing where I want them to rock his shit, him get bored and he fucks off and they're like, well, what do we do now? And he goes like somewhere else and then we see him in the next movie, and I want it to be the same guy, and eventually we get the Avengers team up or whatever, and then that's how they take him down, however that plays out. If Kang is going to be the focal point, that's how I want that to happen, hopefully. I think we're going to keep dealing with multiversal shit because it works really well for property reasons, which is very meta of them. But I think what would make the most sense is for them to build into Secret Wars, and then they can cross over whoever they want, and they can still build towards a sacred timeline thing like you were saying. but they can cross over whatever characters they want to keep, kill off whoever they don't want to keep, and use multiversal shit to explain that. I mean, we got Fantastic Four. They're gonna be cropping up soon, so that could deal with some quantum shit. I mean, they got a lot of shit on their plate. They give them a lot of possibilities. There's lots of obviously source material to work with and everything. But I think this multiverse stuff is I don't see it going. There's part of me that thinks we're gonna deal with it for 10 years. Like, I don't see it going. It might go away, but multiverse stuff is so big for comic books that I feel like it's gonna be around for a hot minute minimum.
I gotta tell you though, I mean, if it's 10 years, and because everything that I've seen from Jonathan Majors, who, you know, that was Kang, everything that I've seen from him, oh boy, I'd be excited.
Did you watch?
To see 10
you
years
watched Lovecraft,
him
right?
Being
I was stoked. Like, I didn't know what to think about him being Kang, because I thought typical comic book blue face man with purple helmet, and I was like, that's fucking weird. But then seeing him in Loki. I don't want superhero movies anymore. I want to watch the Avengers movies, but I want it to be from Kang's focal point. I just love Jonathan Majors. I want him to be in so much more stuff. I wish him the best. Jonathan Majors, you want to come on the podcast? Feel free to shout at us, and we'll get you on here somehow. Dude's fucking awesome. I don't know what hole he crawled out of that we haven't seen him before. I don't know if he's been in stuff before Lovecraft Country. I should really look at his fucking filmography. But dude's great.
Yeah,
he's amazing. Very, very good actor. Like, I don't want to say he's the best or anything, and maybe I'm like really overplaying it, but I like him a lot. Like, he did a great job there. He was such a cocky fucking dude. Oh man, it was good. It was very, very good.
Yeah, I'm looking at his filmography, and I can't say for sure that I've seen anything else that he's been in other than Lovecraft Country and Loki. But, like I said, what I have seen him in.
Okay, we're right on time. Last comment that I want to make that we gotta wrap fast is, so I was wondering what. In the final episode of What If, to circle back to that conversation, when Doctor Strange opened up the portal and all the zombies came through and people were freaking out, I was like, that's pretty fucking awesome. And then he's like, but it's what came with him. And I was like, ooh, is it gonna... My brain told me it was Vision. Like, it was gonna be Vision or some shit. When it was zombie Scarlet Witch, I about peed my pants. Like, that was a crazy fucking awesome moment to just see her. I mean, she couldn't... Infinity Ultron was still a badass powerhouse, but to see him be shocked, like, see... Fucking... He was so much more powerful than Thanos ever was with that fucking gauntlet, and to watch him be, like, in awe of how fucked he was being by this woman was amazing. Like, that... I don't want... Nothing against Elizabeth Olsen or Scarlet Witch in general. I don't want them to make her overpowered and crazy, but god damn is she powerful. Like, fuck me. I expect her to be a bad guy in Doctor Strange. She's supposed to be in Multiverse of Madness, and I feel like she's going to be at least a first half of the film bad guy or some shit. Right. While she deals with the whole Scarlet Witch duality bullshit.
I can see that easily.
She's gonna learn to. It's just gonna be a fucking Bruce Banner Hulk situation. She's just gonna rein in the crazy.
I'm telling you, I still want a sappy What If where Banner and Natasha get together, like officially. I don't even give a fuck. They could just be going around fucking having dinner for 20 years. I don't fucking care.
I mean, I still would have wanted to.
Cap got his happy ending.
Well, you know.
Banner and Natasha.
I'm just saying. I don't appreciate your attitude about it. Are we ready to transition?
Yeah. I mean, yes. not particularly.
Does Brad need a bathroom break?
I probably should take one. That's usual. All right, very back.
Okie doke.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, and I feel bad because I haven't seen Shang-Chi yet. And I should. I haven't seen
Black Widow's yet, on Disney Plus now. So
it's just watchable now.
It's been long enough, because Brad just watched it the other day. He sent me a random quote that I did not pick up on. and I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? And he goes, we watched Black Widow. And then I remembered when I watched the last What If episode, Black Widow is just on Disney Plus. So Shang-Chi should be close behind. Jen and I saw that in theater. We mistakenly went and saw it like the night it opened. We saw it on fucking Thursday, the weekend that it opened, because I wanted to see a movie. I really wanted Shang-Chi to do well, because I heard that if it bombed like Black Widow did, that they were going to push the entire MCU lineup again. And I was like, fuck that. I've been waiting for Eternals for a fucking extra year. That's the movie I want to see really bad. Yeah. I will go. And I wasn't excited for Shang-Chi. It's a fucking great movie. It was a solid film. And it's not the best MCU movie. I personally liked it more than Black Widow. But it's definitely worth the watch. Both of them are. And I'm very excited that Eternals is in a month. And fucking Spider-Man is a month after. Oh, God. Oh, I'm so excited for Spider-Man. Just because they're being so coy about everything. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Venom was pretty good. Jen and I saw Venom. That was decent.
Yeah, I still haven't even seen the first one. Like, and I'm really disappointed in myself.
I don't know what it's on. There's part of me that wanted to say it was on HBO, but I don't know that.
I haven't seen it on anything. Like, and once it is, I'll watch it. I just, you know, it hasn't been at the top of my lineup. I haven't been able to watch movies all that much. Like, the last few days I have. Like before that, you know, it's just I don't have fucking time. I never have time for anything. Like, I really want to do a full replay of Final Fantasy VII Remake. I don't have fucking time. I'll get there. I'll catch up on everything eventually. I'm just glad that I've been able to watch. Like, I was able to, I pretty much stayed on top of What If the whole time. I think I started after like the third episode, and we were watching them every week after that. I'm actually pretty proud of myself.
See, I did.
Because normally we binge after.
I did
it's
the
done,
opposite.
But we,
Jen and I watched like the first three either the day it came out or like the day after with dinner, because they were only like 20 minutes or whatever. And it was, I think Doctor Strange was like one of the last ones that we watched. And part of it was I wanted to watch them with her, because we watched all the other, well, we didn't watch, she didn't care about Falcon Winter Soldier. So she watched it passively, like while she was around. She watched WandaVision with me. She loved that. She loved Loki. But she just didn't have any pull into either of them. She did like the bits that she watched, and she was interested enough to ask me questions, which drove me a little nuts, because I was like, well, just fucking watch it then. But I get it. She doesn't do the whole TV show thing all the time. But she wasn't super interested in What If. She didn't dislike it, but I didn't know that, so I was waiting forever. So then I got three episodes behind, and then I texted her and I was like, can I just watch this? Like, do you care? And she's like, nope, not at all. I was like, cool. And so I binged the three episodes, then I watched the last one the, like, day after it came out, I think.
Amber and I have been, you know, like, I think that it's just more adjusting to the schedules and stuff, because we're able to watch more stuff at night, like, after getting the kids to bed and all that shit. Maybe we'll get a chance to watch Black Widow over the weekend. Maybe we can do that. But you know what really irritates me is that a movie that I haven't seen that I've been wanting to see for a really long time is Alien Covenant. And it's, I would have to rent or buy it through some sort of digital medium, and I don't want to do it. Because chances are I'll only watch the thing once.
Yeah.
And, you know, just so that I know what happened and get to experience it. But, like, I've only watched Prometheus once, and it was good, but I don't really have any desire to watch it again. Not like fucking like Aliens I could watch, you know, once a week for the rest of my life and I'll be fine.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Yeah. I'll never get here. The game over, man. Game over. I'll never get tired of that. Never.
It looks like Venom is not streamable anywhere. I was incorrect.
Okay.
Well, it's streamable. It's just not streamable for free.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Quote unquote free. Okay, so just so you guys know before we get started, I'm going to do the... We'll get as far in as we can, but here in the next, like, 10-ish minutes, Amber's going to be getting the kids to bed, and there's going to be a lot of noise, so there's no point in us trying to record while that's happening. So I'm going to go and help her get shit taken care of, and then once everything's done, then I'll be back, and we can jump right back in. But hopefully it shouldn't be more than, like, 10 or 15 minutes. So... But all right, are we yep. Are we ready? Last time on Rolling in the Geek.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.